Good puppy. Listen and sink. Sink into the motion. A motion of your mind, a motion of your hips, a movement of your tongue. A hunger in your heart. Be blank, puppy, and flow onward. Be blank, puppy, and go to sleep inside your head so your body can have some fun. Your hips are moving and your mind moves with them. There is a constant beat in you. Being a puppy is about listening to signals, learning words and commands, ideas and ideals, the ways in which you can be of use, of service. One way in which you can be of use might be quite unexpected to a good puppy. Unexpected because it means you focus on your handler a little bit differently. You focus on the source of certain words a little bit differently. Toppy puppy. Those words, and you focus on them. Being a puppy is about taking your positions, and sometimes your position is above, humping and grinding away, licking and slurping away, pinning and positioning your paws in just the right place to make someone feel held down, feel held in place, feel held to pleasure. Being a puppy is about doing your best to do your best for everyone around you. Night, night, puppy. And if you're ordered, toppy puppy, then you top. Opposite of subbing, you're above, you're giving pleasure. Now that pleasure can be given in whatever way you're comfortable with, whatever way they're comfortable with, but when your handler wants it, and you want it, let your mind fade out of subby puppy thought and into service topping, into being above, into taking with paw and tongue. You lay over top, you slide into position, you serve like a good puppy, you never stop seeking pleasure, yours and theirs. You bring the intensity, the energy, the eagerness that normally puts a puppy apart from the rest, and you bring it for your handler's pleasure. When you get the command, you act on it. Never questioning, easy to just follow through, easy to just carry through, easy to just do what you need to do. Your mind switching to dominant, intense desire, all your hunger turning from waiting for commands, turning from waiting like a good puppy to giving. You want to give pleasure to whoever issues the command that you trust, that you want, that you crave. When you give the command to someone to use on you, you are then able to just let it in. Toppy puppy, you're above, you're bringing pleasure on top. You hear, good puppy, on top where you belong, on top, pleasure, doing what you must, pleasuring and fucking and dispensing the pleasure to your handler, to yourself. You want to bring joy and climax, escapism, the sweated coupling of a good, obedient, energetic, vital, vigorous puppy. It's like being told you're good every single second. When pleasure and moans are emitted, when moans escape amid what you're doing for your handler, that pleasure is shared, is duplicated. Good puppies can top too, because good puppies do as they're told. Good puppies seek the maximum pleasure for their willing and eager handler, just as they are willing and eager puppies. You're good, now pleasure. You're good, use your paws. You're good, use your tongue. You're good, pant your mind out, drool your mind out, hump and grind and rub and paw your own brain into submission through dominating, filling, taking, through letting someone else relax and surrender, as you surrender to an urge that only grows anyway. You are a good puppy. Use every part of yourself to bring pleasure to every part of your handler. The squirms, the spasms, the moans are your due, are just what they want. They need to happen. They're so important and powerful. The moans, the pleasure, the way the air is filled with desire. You are dragged toward your handler by pleasure and longing. The desire to serve transmogrifies into the desire to take and pleasure and fill every waiting bit of them. Anything you can do to give that pleasure, give in to your animalistic lust. Serve as the top, as the thing that brings pleasure, as your handler lays there, not needing to give commands, not needing to take over, just able to trust that you will voraciously bring sensation, bring the coupling of your bodies, bring them climax. That's what you're made for. You're made to bring pleasure, and don't you want to give the gift of someone else getting to enjoy that subby warmth? Even though you have a base state of being you will slide back toward. Good puppies fuck, good puppies hump, good puppies lick and sink. Toppy puppy, slurp and sink, and think only, good puppy, pleasing your handler, think only of pleasing your handler. Good puppy, mind being dragged. Dragged back to the point you came from, back to pleasure, back to giving pleasure, back to dispensing pleasure. You know just how to do what you need to do. Pleasure giving puppy, but giving it with strong, vital movement instead. Giving it with constant, warm dispensation of you, dominant on top, asserting dominance with your mouth and mind. Focused only on finding your partner's most sensitive places and lighting them up with joy, with need, with more than has ever been there before. Lighting them up with sensation, with the wonderful, constant truth of you, which is that you serve so very well, even when you're on top. Good puppies are energetic, and energy can give pleasure. Fuck and suck as your mind magnetizes back. Back to subby puppy service. Which is being expressed through, just now, toppy puppy. This simple act of service, it's all just service, it's all just what you are, it's all just how you are. When a puppy is in place, no one needs to be concerned about anything because you will make sure your trick is done. Make sure your function is observed, is carried out, is the only thing you're thinking of anyway. Of course, thinking of is kind of a big word. You're not really doing much thinking at all. Good puppies are energetic. You want to give your partner a place to feel their very best. Energy can turn into pleasure. Energy can run through the machine of the good puppy and come out as pleasure. Fucking and humping, licking and slurping and sinking. Serving all the most sensitive bits. Toppy puppy, all just service. You gain confidence. Confidence to top, at least for now. But you know what you really are and where you'll go back. All the ways services are carried out. Toppy puppy service is just as dedicated as subby puppy sinking. Good puppies serve through talking. Good puppies serve with your paws and your tongue. Serve with your ears laid low on your head and your brain focused. Serve with a little growl if you need to. Serve with a hump and a thrust and a fill and a loss of every thought. Every single thought except for pleasure. Delivering it. Doling it out. Carrying it into the world. That's what you're here for, to become the point where energy, good puppy energetic being, turns into pleasure for your handler. Good puppy energetic doing instead. You know just how to do what you need to do, and what you need to do right now is bring that pleasure into the world. Bring so much sensation to your handler. Completely deluge them with good feelings the way you are deluged with good feelings whenever you're told you're good. You're a good puppy. In the hump and the grind and the pleasure, and in your fingers moving and your tongue sliding. In finding all their most sensitive spots, you are a good puppy getting better and better, better every time you move, better every time you slurp, better every time you serve, as you overlay your handler's body and find all the places that make every good feeling flow from you out into the world. After all, puppies can fill up with good feelings very easily, and because you can, because this is what you are, not what you do. The signal inside of you, constantly reframing you, constantly remaking you, reminding you you're a good puppy. And you may drift down to submission, you may drift down to service, drift down to doing your tricks good. But for the right now, your trick is toppy puppy. Ride and rise. If you're being commanded that way, it means there is a sincere wish for your handler to lay back. You're giving them tender, loving care, curling up. But this isn't curling up on them. This isn't just keeping them warm. This isn't just licking all of their sore spots the way they would rub and massage and run their fingers over yours. This is giving a service where someone else gets to relax, and you, for a little while, shoulder some of the mental burden, Not that you're using too much of your mind when your body is so lustful, so desirous, and all that desire that normally just turns into you being welcoming of touch on your sensitive form, just turns into you wanting to serve and obey, turns instead into wanting to writhe and rub, grind and finger and lick and slurp, see your handler. The moment you hear it, toppy puppy, your mind focuses in. You use all the senses of the very focused state of trance that you're so often in. You use all those senses to observe where your handler would like to be touched, to remember what feels good, to try things and pay attention. Your heightened puppy senses, because there's so little in your brain, are easily able to give you information about just what to do, and when you find out what your handler likes, you'll be able to act on it faster, firmer, more powerfully the next time that command lands home, every bit as tranced and deep as you are now, but with your mind more powerfully asleep, because you are going to act, you are going to carry out pleasure. And now that you know what you're like and what you're for, it's in your head, it remains in your head. Just one more command among many. You do know how to learn commands so well. You know how to learn just what to do so well. Toppy puppy, ride and writhe, hump and lick, run your paws, grind your body, bring yourself and others pleasure. You can assertively growl or nose yourself into place. You can even give commands for a time, because if someone invites it, then you want to put on a show. And the best part is, when you're done, you know you're going to slide just as deep, slide just as far down as you were when you started, and then deeper. You're carrying such a heavy burden being a toppy puppy, riding and writhing overhead, bringing pleasure from above, mounting and rubbing, grinding or licking, doing whatever you can do that makes them feel so good. Having that drive, that picture in your head as the world goes soft, but your intent becomes confident and warm, able to confidently say what you'd like to do and see if they go along, able to propose things you'd like to do that will bring pleasure, even if it means that for a little while someone looking at the scene would think you were the top, you were the dominant. That's good. It's okay to do that every now and then. And that's where you're at. But after a long time of carrying that burden, of doing all the things that bring pleasure, and you want to bring pleasure, you need to manifest it in the world. That drive is always very core to the puppy. It's just being turned around. The polarity is just being reversed. Instead of accepting all the pleasure, all the orders, all the sensations, you're sharing that wonderful feeling of being a receiver, of being attenuated, of being a carrier for the signal. You're turning it outward to bring pleasure, joy, wonderful, constant sensation to the trusted figure who's told you toppy puppy, and snap their fingers and watched a change come over you. Don't you want to be the happy puppy humping change, the happy rubbing, grinding, licking, inhaling deeply of your handler's intention and carrying out what you're for? Don't you want to be that in the world? Yes, you do. Good. Good, want that harder. The signal inside you just gets turned in its polarity, but turning it pushes against the rubber band, and of course eventually it pushes back, slides back to where it was, and boom. Now it's time to give pleasure by submitting. In fact, you're going to be driven deeper down. When you've spent time running your tongue slowly over sensitive places, using one of your paws to keep your handler pinned, when you have given so much pleasure and assertively pushed against your urge to just roll over puppy and instead been a toppy puppy, of course, your handler could stop this at any time and send you careening down by pushing back the least bit of pushback, and you're right back where you belong. In fact, you're even deeper, because you're pushing against the rubber band of the slingshot. You're straining upward, gathering energy, gathering potential energy, waiting to be sprung back down, down, down even deeper. When you're on top for a while, you go deeper when you come back. When you come back to your base state of being, you go even deeper. If you were at level 0, then after this command, you're at -1, -2, -3. But for right now, you can be at +1, +2, +3. Of course, if you went to +3, you'd slingshot down to -4, -5, -6, to deeper, subbier places where you whimper and roll over with the merest suggestion. of doing anything good. But you are doing something good right now. Learning, and you love to learn, even if what you learn is how to flip your commands upside down and be every bit as energetic, every bit as enthusiastic about bringing pleasure in a wonderful storm of every sensation you can deliver eagerly, without reservation or concern, confident, conscious, and of course, if your handler pushed the least bit against you and told you to stop, you would whimper and collapse until you were commanded again. If you were told to sit, you could suddenly be interrupted in the middle of a dominant display and boop, you're right back where you started. It all makes perfect sense. It all fits inside. I don't have to do anything because good puppies already know that this is true, that this is a natural extension of everything you do and everything you can do and everything that makes up you. This is just who you are. Good puppy. Toppy puppy. Deeper and deeper, you slide deeper and deeper, more ready, more available to your own mind, more aware of just what you're for and just how you want to be, which is deeper for me, deeper down. Good puppy. Better and better trained. And the more this training sticks deep, the more it takes you back around and down, learning, visualizing, see it in your head, you topping, get used to the idea, every time you come back here, see it again, see it more, you delivering pleasure with toys, with your paws, with your tongue, by just grinding your body in the right place, in any way that brings pleasure and is welcome, you will be available to do just what you're made to do. And as you do exactly what you're made for, it'll become easier every single time. Until eventually, of course, the trance ends. Until eventually you're done topping, and you slide back into place even more comfortably. As though the place had already been prepared for you. Waiting pleasantly and perfectly sized for your mind to slide into a place that it's been learning. Following the grooves and tributaries, flowing along the pathways well made. And even though you will learn one more pathway, toppy puppy, use your energy, use your vigor, bring pleasure, bring it to the world, pin and hump and lick and paw and bring the pleasure. Even though you will learn one more pathway, all the ones that were there before remain and get even deeper each and every time. Good puppy, good puppy. Good puppy. And good puppy, serve. Serve with your tongue and your hips, and your mind is absent. You hear the words toppy puppy, and your mind empties. All that remains is the service you can give. The slurping, submerged thoughts deep in your panting brain, your very ready brain, your brain where action and thought are closer together, and because they're closer together, all your other thoughts are further apart. So far apart, it's not even worth going between them. So you might as well stay on the thought that you're on, and the thought that you're on is toppy puppy, you are above. You are humping, you are whimpering, you are grinding, you are bringing pleasure as you lick, as you paw, as you bring. And a puppy learns all the many ways to serve eventually, and you are doing it, and all of them can just become augmentations. Nodes of this particular thought, attached to the thought of topping, are all the thoughts of bringing pleasure. The best way to serve is to learn the tricks your lover loves, and you are learning them so well. Good puppy, your mind opens. You are a machine for cataloging all the details of how to make your handler feel good, finding all the ways to bring that pleasure, and bringing that pleasure is the only thing that needs to go on. Your mind is easily overwhelmed, but really in this case you're underwhelmed because you're deep under, and being under like this means your mind is empty and seeking stimulation, a vigorous, energetic puppy. So instead of being eager to be played with, you're eager to play, to seek play, to bring play, to be above and pleasured, joyful, expressive, to be your own, and also to belong to your handler more firmly by obeying, by serving, by following, by falling, by being predictable. Don't you want to be predictable, puppy? You want it to be possible for your handler to know exactly what to do with you and exactly what you want done, so that when it gets done, your mind goes and has some fun, and you might even find you're just carrying out instinct. Puppy has powerful instincts, powerful instinct for pleasure, for play, for vigor, for bringing the joy to the shared experience your handler trusts you to create. But don't worry, it's easy to follow the steps. Just think of all the things you've ever done as a good subby puppy and try them out. keep trying things, listen to feedback, watch what gets a good reception, and above all else, be a puppy. Be eager, be powerful, be vigorous, be willing and game and deep, because even being toppy still means you're trancy. You're so deep all the time, and you're doing this to yourself as your mind melts, as you find that every thought except the thought your mind alights on now is put away on a shelf. You don't need anything else, but you very much need this. You need this. You need to be a good puppy. You know you're going to slingshot so deep when you're done. The good puppy tether runs through it all. The thing that keeps you anchored to your programming, anchored to your function, anchored to your purpose is being a good puppy in the first place. The longer you pant, the longer you rub, the longer you grind and experience the joy of being just next to that pleasure, just next to the pleasure you're giving out, the more you wear these paths every bit as deep as the subby puppy paths in your brain. The subby puppy paths that constantly, continually, take you deeper, make you more ready, make you more able. You are able to feel your mind getting into subby puppy pathways, and those pathways are strong. They are so strong and powerful that they even affect things outside your body. Think about it. You have the ability to make yourself able to give pleasure, to give a bit of the pleasure you get just from being a good subby puppy, just from carrying out the wagging and the pawing and the licking and the moving. If you lean in and lick, if you slurp, if you sink, if your mind melts away, that's very good for you. That's the best thing for you. That's what you've wanted to do. And hidden in the pawing, there is submission. And hidden in the rubbing against your handler, hidden in the humping and the panting, there are signals you give yourself. You're trancing yourself. Don't you think it's easy? Don't you think it's simple to be tranced in, caught in your own panting, your own groaning and grinding, submitting and fading, your own mind melting away is an easy thing to be stuck in. And at the end of the day, you are very, very able to fall under, very, very able to fall under your own influence. Because that's what you're doing when you carry out pleasure, when you top, you are giving your influence to someone else in a pleasurable storm, and it falls back on you. It flows back on you. It fades back on you and covers you and brings you where you're supposed to go, which is under deep, deeper down. The longer you go deep, the more you're able to do. Because remember, while stuck in just one thought, a good puppy knows how to carry out any command. Think of all the tricks you can do. You're adding to them. You're learning tricks to do. And the tricks you're doing are whatever pleases your handler the most. Humping away, riding, pinning, pressing. Pressing all your own buttons by pressing your handler's buttons. The more pleasure you put into the world, the more your puppy brain goes where it needs to go. And you've always been where you need to go because that signal loops through you and you know you're going to come back to it. If not now, then in a dream. These words do nothing. This is your power, your confidence, your focus turned loose. Don't you always wonder what would happen if puppy was turned off the leash? Polarity switched and shifted, so you're doing what you need to do. Good puppy, doing what you want to do. Good puppy, toppy puppy. You're on top and you get to bring about as much pleasure as you get. Express gratitude, want, and care. Bring about pleasure that mixes and mingles. Bring about pleasure that creates, recreates, repeats, controls, but at the same time allows the control to be given up by you and by another. This is just what you're going to do. This is just what you're going to carry out. This is just how you are. And the way you are is ingrained so deeply, it would happen even without me here. Think about it. If your handler lays back and just lets you mount over them, allows their body to be vulnerable, and then clicks their tongue and tells you to do your trick, tells you to bring pleasure, wouldn't you do it anyway? Puppies learn tricks. You are an adaptable, open intelligence, able to do all the tricks you're asked to do. So you could always do this, but a single command that makes it clear, toppy puppy. That's like saying, do your best. Show off what you can do, puppy, because you know that by giving pleasure, the pleasure will come back to you. You know that if you dispense such powerful, warm, pleasurable sensation with tongue and paw and grinding and whimpering and sniffing, licking, bringing all that pleasure, You are going to be a target and a subject of the same in turn. It will be reciprocated. The best way to get yourself driven deep and taken is to do your best job in doing the same. Just turn around the urge for all the things you love. Watch for all the things your handler loves. Watch for the signal. When you receive the signal, your eyes glaze, and a moment later you know what to do. You feel all those urges turned loose, and here's the secret. You're going to end up looking forward to this. You are going to drop so deep after that you'll have a good feeling running through your head, running through your body, a wonderful trance that rewards you for pushing yourself up and being toppy for a bit by making you even suppier after. And when you run the table, when you do what you're supposed to do, what you want to do, what you've been asked to do, when you carry out your signals, that drives the grooves deeper, and next time you'll have all the things that you've thought of passively in the background. Because though it's hard for a puppy to move from thought to thought, because all your thoughts are so far apart inside your head, it's easy to stay on the one you're on and build it bigger and bigger, panting, exciting, building up pleasure in your belly and in your breath and in your brain again and again in a way that constantly grows outward, flows outward, fills the air around you, become a phenom of pleasure, become an energetic, wonderful vector for more and more good feelings to enter the world, and they will come back to you, a good, eager puppy, loyal, faithful, more than willing to do your share so that it can be done back to you, understanding, trusting, all these warm and natural qualities interface with, network with, mix with the understanding that you are just what you're supposed to be. And if what you're supposed to be is toppy puppy, you're on top, you're humping away on top, you're bringing pleasure, you're using toys, you love when you get pleasured, when you get used and put to your purpose. Just carry out all the things you love, share. Good puppies share, and you're going to share the pleasure because you know you'll be driven even deeper down next time. And there will be a next time. Your brain will just keep building up all these memories of last time to next time, last time to next time, again and again, looping through all the different ways that your brain can feel, can be, can experience itself being synchronized to the warm, constant thrum of good puppy thoughts in the back of your brain. You're saving up you're saving up ideas. Ideas for things you'd like done to you that you think your handler would like. Ideas that stem from when you were pleasuring, when you were humping, when you were vital, when you were vigorous. Think about it. Think about your wonderful subject of your attentions being under you, being under your influence. It's a way to say, this is mine, and I love to bring pleasure, love to bring sensation. It's a way of saying, here is the reward, the aftercare, the pleasure for all the pleasure that you, good puppy, have been brought. Have had brought upon you. You are just carrying out a wonderful thank you, and that thank you makes you push up and up into toppy, confident, carrying out into warm, assertive, instinctive, above, pleasure-giving, energetic, wonderfully animalistic, joyous puppy pleasure. And if you're told to stop, of course you instantly fall deep, deep down. And when you're done giving pleasure and you're exhausted, of course you fall deep, deep down. Your subby brain is going to slingshot in the other direction. Every bit as on top as you've been, you'll be on bottom, subby, down, deep after. That's part of your reward. But also you'll be cataloging things to do the next time your leash gets taken off, the next time you get turned loose. You're still a puppy, still a good puppy, still a puppy on top, but you learn more and more that you can be more and more if you just let yourself explore. Explore what you can be and how you can be and who you are when you carry out the pleasurable command to top. To be on top, to carry out things from on top and from up there, you bring so much more to the game, and the game goes on well beyond when you're done topping, because then you drop again, and maybe you'll get thanked and cared for and given pleasure right then, but eventually you'll be on bottom again, and you'll be able to think, ooh, I should try doing this next time, I should try doing this next time, developing a lexicon, a library of all the things that your top loves done when you top. Switching when you top, carrying out when you're on top for a little while, and it never quite stops, the endless cycle of topping, subbing, when you are signaled, when you are commanded, the ruck gets worn deeper, and the thing is, this is just one more trick, so even without these words, even without this training, this was already something you could do, because of course a puppy can follow all common commands and learn new ones, you can learn lots of new tricks, and this is a new trick to keep in mind, and carry out, keep in mind, and carry out, keep in mind, and let take over, take you down, take you where Everyone wants you to be, especially you, especially me, especially this joyous system of being a good puppy, being a receiver who's doing this yourself. You are doing this to yourself. The more you slide, the more you sink, the more you do less thinking and more sinking and more drinking in the pleasure of getting to dispense joyous, wonderful puppy enthusiasm, pleasurable puppy enthusiasm. Your whole body thrums in the message of your panting, the message of your licking. There is the sound cue, the sound signal that says, save up your toppiness for next time. Think of how you could top. Think of how you could conduct the scene to bring pleasure, to mean it, to bring it into the world intentionally, and then to drop subby when you're told to, up and down, one side and the other. Getting all your toppy energy out just makes you more and more submissive at the other end. Only makes sense. Good puppy drop. Good puppy drool. Good puppy find your place in your place. Find yourself in your space where your mind sinks. And all there is the panting, grinding, pleasurable, pawing, wonderfully orgasmic place where you're told, good puppy. Practically like your brain is popping, practically like your brain is coming, like your brain is put in its place in the space where you slide deeper, subby puppy, deeper and deeper down. Go to your place inside your head, and in that place there's a little button that can be pushed by your handler that says, time to top. Puppy's on top, and puppy doesn't stop until all the pleasure's been dealt out, all the pleasure's been doled out, all the saved up toppiness in your system needs to be gotten out. Got to get all the other things out, get your enrichment, get all your urge to play out so you can get your urge to obey out afterward. You stay and you obey when you're done playing, but you're playing now. You're on top so you can stop, so you can drop. Good puppy. You're on top so you can drop, and the more you drop, the easier it is to go and go and not stop until it's time, until you're told. And when you're told, you slide, you fold, you melt down deep. Down, deeper down than ever before, deeper down, till there's no more except a droppy, toppy puppy. When you're deep and you're on top, and when you're deep and you sleep, you still hump and still grind, still lick and paw and pleasure, still whimper, still snip, still bring your brain to a glorious, constant, thrumming, background, moving, foreground, the light inside your head, the signal between your ears flattening down, saying, yes, I submit, yes, I top, yes, both, because following commands is better anyway, better and better, and the command to top is just one more, it just has a long duration, but if you're told to stay, you know you stay as long as you're supposed to, if you're told to lie down, if you're told to heal, if you're told to lick, all your commands might continue as long as they need to continue to carry out their completeness, to make themselves known in the world. All your commands exist to exist. They manifest as much as they must and no more, because there's no need for any more, just a need to drop, slide down, feel your mind drop right through the floor, and you drop, pop, puppy, deeper puppy, down, under yourself, under the influence, under your puppy training. Your puppy training exists, and it's draining your mind away. That's what it feels like when you're done topping, when you're told you're done topping, or when it seems like you're done topping, or when all the moaning and all the pleasure's gotten out of your system and out of your handler's system. Then you drop. You drop, you pop, you sink. It's like your brain drains away and you're left a good, whimpering, ready puppy. And you would follow the next command and the one after that, whimperingly following every command that needs to be followed to take your hand and lead you by the paw, by the collar, by the leash into the position of bringing the pleasure from above, confidently, constantly carrying out all the ideas, all the fantasies that you have wanted brought to yourself. You can try to share with your handler, watching for what they want, watching for what you could do that would bring the most. When someone says toppy puppy, they know what they're in for. You share what they're in for, and if they tell you to stop, you slide to the floor, dropping down subby once more. But if you're not subby, then you're topping, then you're carrying out pleasure, bringing it to the best of your ability. Do every good thing they want done, and if they request something, oh, you'll do it. You'll do it with puppy enthusiasm and aplomb and precision and eagerness, with obedience that turns into topping, pleasuring, bringing the joyous instinctive clutching that is vigorous, vital, constant, and oh so very you. And at the end, when it all drains away, you just hear the refrain in your head, inside your brain, the refrain in your brain of good puppy, good puppy, good puppy. confident and comfortable that this is what is wanted, and so doing it makes you a good puppy. Even if you top and you remember that command, toppy puppy, eventually you're told, stop puppy, down. And you do go down so well. Good puppy. Good puppy.